Morning IELTS Supplement, Thursday, June the 8th, 2017. The Belt and Road Initiative. The Silk Road Economic Belt and the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road, also known as the Belt and Road Initiative and the Belt and Road, is a development strategy proposed by the Chinese President Xi Jinping that focuses on connectivity and cooperation between Eurasian countries, primarily the People's Republic of China and the land-based Silk Road Economic Belt, SREB, and the Ocean-Going Maritime Silk Road, the MSR. The strategy underlines China's push to take a larger role in global affairs and the desire to coordinate manufacturing capacity and other countries in areas such as steel manufacturing. It was unveiled in September and October 2013 in announcements revealing the SREB and the MSR respectively. It is also promoted by Premier Li Keqiang during the state visit in Asia and Europe. It was the first frequently mentioned concept in the People's Daily in 2016. The Belt and Road Initiative is geographically structured along six corridors and the Maritime Silk Road. The first one is the New Eurasian Land Bridge, running from Western China to Western Russia. The second is China-Mongolia-Russia Corridor, running from Northern China to Eastern Russia. The third one is China-Central Asia-West Asia Corridor, running from Western China to Turkey. The fourth is the China-Indochina Peninsula Corridor, running from Southern China to Singapore. The fifth, the Bangladesh-China-India-Myanmar Corridor, running from Southern China to India. And the sixth is the China-Pakistan Corridor, running from the Southwestern China to Pakistan. And we also have the Maritime Silk Road running from the Chinese coast through Singapore to the Mediterranean. Infrastructure networks. The coverage area of the initiative is primarily Asia and Europe, encompassing around 60 countries. Oceania and East Africa are also included. Anticipated cumulative investment over an indefinite timescale is variously put at $4 trillion to $8 trillion. The initiative has been contrasted with the two U.S.-centric trading agreements, the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and the Investment Partnership, bridging the infrastructure gap in Asia and beyond. The Belt and Road Initiative is expected to bridge the infrastructure gap and thus accelerate the economic growth across the Asia-Pacific area and the Central and Eastern Europe. World Pensions Council, the WPC, experts estimate that Asia alone, excluding China, will need up to $900 billion in infrastructure investments annually in the next 10 years, mostly in debt instruments. This means there is a 50% shortfall in infraspending on the continent. The gaping need for long-term capital explains why many Asian and Eastern European heads of the state gladly expressed their interest to join the new Chinese-led initiative, focusing solely on the real assets and infrastructure-driven economic growth. The Global Times hosts a news desk dedicated to the Belt and Road Initiative. Silk Road Economic Belt. When Chinese leader Xi Jinping visited Central Asia and Southeast Asia in September and October 2013, he raised the initiative of jointly building the Silk Road Economic Belt and the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road. Essentially, the belt includes countries situated on the original Silk Road through Central Asia, West Asia, the Middle East, and Europe. The initiative calls for the integration of the region into a cohesive economic area through building infrastructure, increasing cultural exchanges, and broadening trade. Apart from this zone, which is largely analogous to the historical Silk Road, another area that is set to be included in the extension of this belt is South Asia and Southeast Asia. Many of the countries that are part of this belt are also members of the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, the AIIB. North, Central, and South belts are proposed. The North belt would go through Central Asia, Russia to Europe. The Central belt goes through Central Asia, West Asia to the Persian Gulf and the Mediterranean. The South belt starts from China to Southeast Asia, South Asia to Indian Ocean through Pakistan. The Chinese One Belt strategy will integrate with Central Asia through Kazakhstan's Nulizol infrastructure program. Maritime Silk Road. The Maritime Silk Road, also known as the 21st Century Maritime Silk Road, is a complementary initiative aimed at investing and fostering collaboration in Southeast Asia, Oceania, and North Africa. Through several contiguous bodies of water, the South China Sea, the South Pacific Ocean, and the wider Indian Ocean area, the Maritime Silk Road Initiative was first proposed by Xi Jinping during a speech to the Indonesian Parliament in October 2013. Unlike his sister initiative, the Silk Road Economic Belt, most countries in this area have joined the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. So we talk about the other two major financial institutions. One is the AIIB, the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, which is first proposed by China in October 2013. It's a development bank dedicated to lending and for projects regarding infrastructure. As of 2015, China announced that over 1 trillion yuan, or equivalent of 160 billion US dollars, of infrastructure projects were in planning or construction. On 29 June of 2015, the Articles of Agreement of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, the AIIB, the legal framework was signed in Beijing. The proposed multilateral bank has an authorized capital of $100 billion, 75 of which will come from Asia and Oceania countries. China will be the single largest shareholder, holding 26% of voting rights. The bank plans to start a cooperation by year-end. And also, the second financial institution is the Silk Road Fund. From the main article, we can see that in November 2014, Xi Jinping announced a plan to create a $40 billion US dollar development fund, which will be distinguished from the banks created for the initiative. As a fund, its role will be to invest in businesses rather than lend money for projects. The Karod Hydropower Station in Pakistan is the first investment project of the Silk Road Fund and is not part of the much larger CPEC investments. In January 2016, Sanxia Construction Corporation began work on the Karod Hydropower Station 50 kilometers from Islamabad. This is the Silk Road Fund's first foreign investment project. The Chinese government has already promised to provide Pakistan with at least $350 million by 2030 to finance the hydropower station. Thank you.